Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Fursome Foursome. I'm Pastor Orrin Otter.
And I'm Rabbi Kuhn.
And I'm Abbot Babbit Rabbit.
And I'm the Servant Brother Caduceus.
And we're all here to give you your daily dose of Bible reading by cute furry animals.
Excuse me, Orrin, but I'm not furry.
By three cute furry animals and one who's close enough.
Again to the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to our Old Testament reading.
Hey, hold up, Pastor. Hold on there. Your microphone's not turned on.
Oh, it isn't? Hang on.
There, is that better?
Much better. Okay, go ahead with what you were saying there.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Fursome Foursome. Let's go to our Old Testament reading with Rabbi Kuhn, who will be reading Ezra chapters 5 and 6.
Okay, in case you missed the last episode, we were talking about how the reconstruction of the temple had just been ordered to cease and desist. Okay, back in the book of Ezra, chapter 5, then the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. At the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side the river, and Shetar Boznai and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Then said we unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elder of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter to Tatnai, the governor on this side the river, and Shetar Boznai and his companions, the Ephesites, which were on this side the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him which was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea to the house of the great God which is builded with great stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this white goat passed on, and prospered in their hands. Then we asked those elders, and said unto them thus, Who commanded you to build this house, and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were chief of them. And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are the servants of God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, and he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God, and the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor. And said unto him, Take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in his place. Then came the same Sheshbazzar and laid the foundation of the house of God which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, it hath been in building, and yet is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be a search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, let it be so that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. Then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of the rolls where their treasures were laid up in Babylon. And there was found at Achmeta, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written. In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 70 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones, and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple, which is at Jerusalem, and brought unto Babylon, be restored, and brought again into the temple, which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now, therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, Shetar Boznai, and your companions, the Ephesites, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in peace. Moreover, I make a decree that ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. And that which they have need of, both young bullocks and rams and lambs, for the burnt offerings of the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, oil, according to the appointment of the priests which are at Jerusalem, let it be given to them day by day without fail, that they may offer sacrifices of sweet savors unto the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this void, let timber be pulled down from his house, and being set up, let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dunghill for this. And the God that hath caused his name to dwell there, destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy this house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Then Tatnai, governor on this side the river, Shetar Boznai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes king of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy, and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for the sin offering for all Israel 12 he-goats, according to the number of tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the first month. But the priests and the Levites were purified together, all of them were pure, and killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel, which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel.
Thank you, Kuhn. Abbot Babbitt will now be reading 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 23.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 5. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any one of you thinks he is wise by the standards of this age, he should become a fool so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile. So then, no more boasting about men. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all are yours. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God.
Thank you, Abbot. Brother Caduceus will now read for us Psalm 29.
A psalm of David. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of God thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Thank you, Caduceus. And finally, I'll be reading today's Proverbs. Today's Proverbs are 20, 26, and 27. A wise king winnows out the wicked. He drives a threshing wheel over them. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being.
I'm sad to believe we're already halfway through Ezra. It won't be long that we're going to be finished with the historical part of the Old Testament entirely.
Well, looks like we're done a few minutes early today. Anyone have any questions?
Well, I've got one left over from yesterday. Why did so many people cry when they saw the new temple being built?
Well, like the scripture said, because it was so little. And those people that were crying, those were the old folks that had seen what the original temple looked like. And they were upset that the new one was so much smaller.
I can see where that might be upsetting, but to wail aloud about it.
What can I say? Being emotional is a gift for us Jews. You know the Book of Lamentations? It was written by a Jew.
Oh, we are going to get letters about that.
So why did God allow it to be rebuilt so small anyway?
Well, I see his point there. I mean, this was the house of God's glory.
Well, I think you said it best in your most recent sermon, Zoran. Israel had changed in character. They weren't worshipping the idols anymore. They didn't need that big visual reminder of God's glory, because they knew all about it now.
You think so?
Hey, don't forget Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel in the lion's den, not to mention the first Purim. Yeah, these people didn't need to be visually reminded anymore. They knew God's glory.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And of course, there was the fact that God wanted people to worship at the temple, not worship the temple itself. I think cutting back on the size a little bit might have helped that.
Now why would anyone worship a thing when they know the real God?
Hey, Abbott, you know that great big Bible that's on the podium in your office?
Well, of course, what about it?
Have you ever written anything in that Bible? Any notes? Any cross-references?
Write in the Bible? Heaven forbid! It would be sacrilege!
Why?
Because Oh, I see your point.
This has been the Fursome Foursome, your daily Bible reading with cute, furry,
and scaly
animals. The Fursome Foursome is brought to you by the Christian Furry Fellowship at St. Fred's. To find us, go to www.ottercomics.us and just follow the signs for St. Fred's. The Fursome Foursome broadcasts daily on the OtterTunes Shoutcast Radio Network.
Shall we retire to the Fellowship Hall for some coffee and some of Sister Gertie's brownies?
Oh yes, I think that would be lovely.
Hey, please, Minister, did you hear the one about us?
Have a good morning, brothers and sisters, and God bless.